Welcome, everyone. Bez Hashem. Today is Chaf Aleph Adar Aleph Toshin Pei Beis, and in the English date, today is Tuesday 2, which is February 22nd, 2022. So it's 2-2-2-2. Okay. So let's begin. That was just a little introduction. That's today's date. And we are, Bez Hashem, learning not the second simon, but rather the third simon. Hanhagas Besakise, as an introduction to this Simon, I just want to say one point where we've been learning in Simon Aleph and then continue Simon Beis, Simon Gimel. There's a theme that's not spoken out, but I do want to speak it out and mention, and that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Molech Ola Aretz Kavoida. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is everywhere. We'll be learning the proper Hanhagah of how a person should be modest in the Besakise, different positioning of how we should position himself in the basic kisei if he's in an open area. And the basic understanding behind this is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is everywhere. We have to do things with that in mind. And the more and more we can incorporate that into our every single second of our lives, we'll be able to follow suit with all of the rest of the halachas that we'll be learning here in Mitzvah Shem. The Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Simen Gimel Sif Aleph, Hanhagas Beis HaKisei, Kishi Konis LeBeis HaKisei, when a person enters into a Beis HaKisei, Beis HaKisei is a lavatory, a bathroom, he should say the following, Yoimar, Hiskabdu Mechubadu, Hiskabdu Mechubadu, be honored, honorable ones. What is this referring to? We'll see, this is referring to the Malachim. V'achshav says, the Mechaber, Lo Nagu LeOmroi, nowadays it's not the minute to say this, in the Shari Tshuva, on the top of the page, Shari Tshuva brings down from the Arizal that Arizal was a contemporary of the Beis Yosef. For the first time, the Beis Yosef, the Mechaber, Shulchan Aruch here, Rabbi Yosef Karo, met Arizal. It's a very unbelievable story, which is not for now. So the Arizal of Maisa says that even nowadays, one should still say it. And with one does say it, he'll protect himself from being Beharher and Divrei Torah and the Beis Kisei. He won't be thinking of Divrei Torah and the Beis Kisei. Sometimes a person is learning, well, you know, Baruch Hashem, he has to work on this issue, right? But means he's learning. The person's learning, but he's not allowed to think and learning in the bathroom. So says the Arizal that a person brought down here in Shari Tshuva, that if a person will say his kabdu mechubadim, in other words, the malachim should stay outside, this is also a shmir protection, not to think in the vitaira in the bathroom. He says further that in the Shari Tshuva, that really this is only for those who Teirasim Umnasim. So even though the Shari Tshuva brings that Arizal would say this, but Arizal was on a Madrega. Nowadays, concludes the Shari Tshuva, it looks Mechzik Keromus Rucha. It looks like a person is arrogant if he does say it. So therefore, the custom, generally speaking, is not to say Hiskavdu Mechobadim before a person enters the bathroom. The Mishra says in the bottom of the page, Sifkot and Aleph, V'achshav. We're not on the madrega that of such Yirei Shemayim, God-fearing people, that the Malachim should be escorting us all the time like this, that we should tell them, stay out of the bathroom, we're about to go to the bathroom. That they should wait for us until we come out. Siv Beis, Mechaber says on the top of the page, a person should be modest and humble and modest in the bathroom. And this is based in Gemara Brachas, Daf Samach Beis. We spoke about this in a different shir, Tehillim shir. I believe it's shir number 16, about Shalom Melech, whose life was actually saved because his tznius, his modesty that he expressed in the cave when David and his men were there. So based on this Gemara, Mechaber tells us, he should be modest in the bathroom. He should not reveal himself more than he has to until he sits down. In other words, a person should not have the attitude, okay, I'm in the bathroom, I got to do what I got to do, and I'll just take care of my needs, and it doesn't matter. That's incorrect. That says the Mechaber, no, realize, even in the bathroom, if a person has sneezes in the bathroom, even Kosher Cain, he'll let sneezes out of the bathroom. And that's exactly what David HaMelech made this Kosher Cain, what saved Shaul HaMelech's life. Okay. Says the Mishra Sifikot in Beis, Uadin Shulo Yakum Kishimagula. So too, you should also not stand up when you are exposed. Try to cover yourself as much as possible. The Ramah says, anoshim yachad, two men should not be going together to the bathroom. Gam, turning the page, lo yidabisham, one should not be speaking over there in the bathroom. This is a big topic we'll speak about. Yizgar adel is badu mishum sneez, and one should also close the door because of sneas. Says the Mishmar Sifkat in Gimel Vayelchu, you should have two people going together. Could come on the sifches. So the Mishmar tells us like this. First of all, we have to remind ourselves historically, bathrooms were outhouses, right? They were outdoors. So if a person was afraid to go by himself, so his friend can go with him and put his hand on his head. Sounds very strange to us, and put his hand on his friend's head who was taking care of his needs and relieving himself. And just as long as he doesn't see what his friend is doing. Okay, that's what he says here. The konis shal nehedyo is also a filo im ishtoi, achim katan shein by das mutal konis. So to go into a basic kisa, go into a bathroom with someone else, even with one's wife, one might think ishtoi kegufoi, and it's all the same. So he's saying, no, it's not appropriate, it's not sneas. Now with a young child, shein by das, generally speaking, we're saying that we're talking about a case where the child doesn't speak yet. So in that case, sometimes you can't leave the child alone. The child won't let you go to the basic kisa by yourself. But, you know, he or she will want to come in with you. If they don't have das, if they don't have knowledge, meaning they usually don't speak yet, then it's not a problem. Now, if you look in the brackets over here, it says, Aleph Reish Hei Ches, which is the Arts of Sechaim. We mentioned it, we'll mention Mitzvah Shem in the future as well, that the Malbim wrote this page called Arts of Sechaim on these halachas. And that's what the Malbim is telling us over here. Lo yidaber, a person should not speak in the Beis HaKisa. Imud l'tzorich godol, if it's for a big need, after the mutal l'daber kol zman she'ein nifne adayin, a person did not start relieving himself, then if it's for a big need, then it could be that he is permitted to start speaking. Now, be'ei she'nifne, but while he already started relieving himself, af l'tzorich godol zos, even if it's a big necessity, then it is still also still forbidden. So we see over here, a person should not be speaking in the bathroom. Now, he says further, if it's not possible to close the door, and another person wants to come in, make some noises, make some sounds, and bring it to the person, the other side of the door. Let's say the lock doesn't work well. So you want to bring to that the attention of the other people that you are in there, even though it's ideally chatchila, shouldn't speak, can make some sounds to bring to people's attention. The rak hanoshim kishaholchis lebeis akise hakavu l'rabim. If you have a scenario where women are using a public bathroom and this bathroom can be used by both men and women, it's kavu l'rabim. Can my beis akise shebesodi b'yemeim? He gives an example that in those days when they had the bathrooms in the fields, or in the courtyard of the Beis HaKnesses in these Medinas, hiskinu chachamim sheyu mesapes zuim zu kedei sheyishma koilom mibachutz lo yichnois ish lisham v'yistiyachet imohen. Based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin daf yutes, not only is it permissible for them to speak, they are obligated to some degree to speak to make sure that people know, men know that the women are there, and no men should be walking in to the bathroom when the women are there. So that's a specific reason why women should be speaking. Now, practically speaking, let me just finish here the words here. Mashik tzah sham the nichnosos gamkein b'shtayim beis hakisa, that two women can go together to that beis hakisa for this purpose to avoid men from coming in. Now, well, let's apply this to this generation. If it's a situation where you have a bathroom that can be used by both men and women, so then if this could apply, then there could be a heter for women to speak. Generally speaking, this is not a situation. You have a men's bathroom, you have men's bathroom, you have women's bathroom. That being the case, women should not be speaking in the bathroom. It's not a place to have a conversation. Once one closes the door, takes care of their sneeze, private needs, and that's it. Now, before a person starts relieving themselves, we said, if it's a tzorich gadol, and one has to define, passing on themselves, what does it mean, a tzorich gadol? So then they can still speak. But if they already started taking care of their bodily needs, then they are not permitted to speak. People have asked me, what about in the actual washing station of the bathroom? In other words, you go to, let's say, a shul bathroom, a school bathroom, a large bathroom, a lot of stalls there. So when you're washing your hands, so there's no isser at that point in time to speak, but still it's not beget at sneas to have long conversations over there. You take care of what you got to do. and you go out. You can see somebody. Doesn't you don't have to ignore the person, but it's not a time. Unfortunately, you see people have they have business meetings on the phone when they're taking care of their needs on the cell phone or it's not lack of tznius. That's what we're seeing over here. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says as follows: Im roitz lemashish b'fiat tabas b'tzar v'kesem leftaich nekavov. Yemashish koydem sheyeshiv leyemashmish achas sheyeshiv bnei shekasha lekshavim. Sif Gimel. Some of these halachas might sound a little, I'll call it strange to us, but lemaisa, if a person has difficulty of he's constipated, so he can prod that area, the rectal area, with a smooth stone in those days, or with a certain twig to open up his bowels. But he should first prod before sitting down, and then he should not prod after sitting down, because then he could be harmed, it says, with kshafim, with witchcraft. Exactly what this means, I can't really tell you. And the Mishmur says, im eino yochel lefanos, if he's not able to relieve himself. So he gives an eitza. What happens if a person, let's say he's constipated, can't relieve himself, can't have a bowel movement? Yelich arba amos, in other words, he was sitting down, so he should get up. Yelich arba amos, walk dalet amos, 6 to 8 feet. V'yeshev, and sit down again. V'yamoid, and stand up. V'yeshev, and sit down. Achi, if now, until he's able to relieve himself. And oy yasir daitim idvar mecherim, v'lo yifne b'amida. So he says, or take your mind off of what he's doing, try not to add more stress and pressure that he has to have a bowel movement, he's not able to relieve himself. And he says, the last one, he said, one should not be standing up when he is defecating. Okay. In Sif Dalud, the Mechaber says like this, how much should a person uncover himself? So as little as possible. Once again, we're saying this tznius in the bathroom also. Behind him a tefach, umelafanim tefachayim in the front, two tefachim. The isha meacharei tefach umelafaneha v'loy klum. And a lady is permitted to relieve herself, uncover herself behind in the backside a tefach, and in the front is not necessary, so nothing. So he says here in Sif Katan Vav, a tefach, v'lo yoyse, not anymore, mishim tznius. Once again, because of modesty, milafonov, tfachayim, in the front, two tfachim, divindot, shudoychik, as atzmoy, l'gdoylim, u'bali de kitanim. G'doylim is bigs, means what? Big means, when a person defecates, that's a way of saying it in a nice way, g'doylim, in Lashon Kodesh, and kitanim is a way of saying when the person urinates. And we call, by the way, Lashon Kodesh, one of the reasons why it's called Lashon Kodesh, because there is no way of, specifically no names of erva, of nakedness. It's a reference to it. It's a Lashon Kodesh. It's a reference to those parts of those things. So he says here in Sif Katan Vav, he continues, he says, V'tzarech tvachayim mishum kiluach mei raglayim. A person has to reveal himself like at least two tefachim in the front because of the concern of the meraglayim. As we said, the meraglayim is the fluid that a person releases from the front that might sprinkle around on his feet, and we don't want that to happen. The Bach says try to be machmir, to only to reveal an open amount of a tefach. Don't agree with the Bach on this. The person should be careful that his clothing should not get dirty, his body should not get dirty, and his shoes should not get dirty from when he takes care of his bathroom needs. Now, a person, after he washes his hands, sometimes you don't have the paper towels right near the sink, and he takes his wet hands after he just cleaned his hands, and he walks over to get the paper towels, not realizing that he's dripping the water on his shoes. So it's brought down. The person should be careful and try to dry his shoes if that does happen. Even though you know it's from the water, from the sink, from washing your hands, and it's clean, it doesn't look like that, especially when the person just leaves the basic kisei. Mechaber says in Sif Hey, im nifne b'makom megulosh ein bo mechitzos, the person is now relieving themselves, he's defecating in a place where there are no mechitzos, no partitions. So you say, well, what kind of person does that? Number one, we're talking about in those days. Number two, let's say a person is in the on a camping trip, and they don't have the regular bathroom. So it could be practical still in this generation. Ibn Nifni b'makom megula, he's using the basic kisei in an open area. Shein by nechitzas, there are no partitions. Yichavein shiyu panov ledorim, his face should be facing. What's the position you should sit in? Now you say, why does it make a difference? And the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to the makom of the Beis HaMikdash, to the west. So you don't want to be sitting in a place that you're exposing yourself to the Mizrach and Ma'irav, to the west and the east, but rather you want to expose yourself to the north and south. So that's what he's telling us over here. Yechavin shiyupanov ledorim, your face should be south, and your backside should be towards the north, or the other way around is also appropriate. This is once again in an open area. But to east to west is also, so you'll ask, what does east have to do with this? It's only west, we're saying. But east is also because you're also revealing yourself by that area. You might be turning around, cleaning yourself. Okay, fine. For a person to be matamayim is another way of saying to release the fluids from the front. That is also permissible in any direction. That's not a problem. Says the Mishnah in Sivkot in Zion, Megula. So when the person has to reveal himself and there are no partitions, he should do it from north to south, in positioning himself north to south, Avo or south to north. Avo bechotzer b'chol inyan shari. But in a courtyard, when a person is in a courtyard, b'chol inyan shari, in all situations, it is permissible. Ken kasu abeis Yosef, Magen Avram. I will attach this game in Maribua, the Taz agrees that Maribua, the Bechotze Gamkin also be Emsa Chotze, be Mizuch Mayav. The Taz agrees to the Maribua that in the courtyard, when you do have partitions, but if you're in the middle of this courtyard, then Mizuch to Mayav of east to west would also be forbidden. The Haloi Megulu, who Bois and Makim, because Lamaisa in that courtyard, he's in the middle of the courtyard. So the Ma'isa says, learns a Taz, the Maria Buov, that he's exposing himself, he's open in that place. Unless he brings himself to one of the walls, he's right next to the side of the wall, so that will not be a concern in the direction that he is relieving himself, and so to bring the Drisha and other Achronim as well. Sifkat and Ches, Shein by Mechitzis, if a person is defecating where there are no Mechitzis, Avalim Yesh by Mechitzis, but if there are partitions, afilo rak mechitza aches atzad mayrav, even one partition towards the west, yeshiv atzad hamechitza, he can sit by the tzad hamechitza, the side of the mechitza, b'samachla, the hainu al kopanu b'soich dal ramas, when the samachla, what does it mean close to the mechitza? Close to the mechitza means within 4 amas of the mechitza. Once with you in dal ramas of this mechitza, so then any direction you're sitting in is not a problem. V'achoyov l'mayrav kalapi mechitza, v'nif nisham. So then he's saying his behind, his backside is towards the Ma'irav, it's near the Mechitza, it's not a problem, because the Mechitza is like separating from the west. V'chein ma'koyis of a Mizrach, so too if the wall is to the east, Yoshev is samach lo v'achor the Mizrach, he should be putting his backside towards the east of the wall over there. V'yish ma'achmiyim b'bazeh, there are those that are strict, v'nei she'piruoy m'lefon she'lefonov, v'letzad Ma'irav v'ashchinam b'Ma'irav, because he's exposing himself in the front, let's side Ma'irav to the west, and the Shechina is in the west, in that direction. In the place where it's possible, it's good to be machmir and strict, and not face that direction, says the Achronim. Fine. Because of Prima Gadim, the Ein Shir Lagoiva Mechitza Rak Kol She'ein Pirui Megula Alidei Zeh Shari. The Prima Gadim says, how high does the Mechitza have to be? The Mechitza doesn't really have to be any specific height, just as long as when one reveals himself, he is not exposing his lower extremities. Okay, that's, in other words, it doesn't have to be 10 tefachim or, you know, just the point is that it's the mechitza is high enough that when he bends down, sits down, he's not exposed. Okay. That was Sifkat and Ches, and then here in Sifkat and Tes, the Mechaber told us that he should be facing south is face should be facing south or north, or ibchor the other way around. Some say no, should not be facing north or south, but rather south to the north. In other words, when he exposes himself, and he does say it's appropriate to be careful with this. Now, all of these halachas here in Sif Hey, we're talking, is when one is relieving himself, defecating in an open area. So 99.9% of the time, this does not apply to us. So we are in a closed room, and that closed room is like a mechitza. Sif katin yod aval bein mizrach l'mayiv is aser, but towards sitting down bein mizrach l'mayiv east to west is forbidden. Mishum de ashchina shayra b'mayiv, because the shchina, Hashem's presence, excuse me, rest in the west. Va'afil imachzir ponav l'mayiv is aser, and even the person is turning his face towards the west, that is also the mizrach shu neged mayiv, the Mizrach, the east, which is opposite Mayrav, Yish, Leish, Lagam, King, Kedusha, also has Kedusha. So a person can ask the question, I'm here in New York, in Philadelphia, in wherever I am. I'm not near Eretz Yisrael where the Beis HaMikdash is. But that, once again, what these halachas, how does it apply to us 100% of the time? The way it applies to us is for us to internalize, yes, 100%. Molei chol haaretz kavoida, Hashem's honor, Hashem's presence is everywhere. Yes, we're talking the Makom HaMikdash, but that's where Hashem's presence is the most. But Hashem's presence is everywhere. This is a mashal. Many times we talk in the cell phone and we can't hear the other person. They can't hear us, or they hear us, we can't hear them. It's a little uncomfortable when you try to have a conversation like this. You look at your phone, you see you only have one bar, two bars. The reception is not so strong. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence is here also. And the more we can incorporate that with our everyday life, that's the more Yiras Shemayim we could add to everyday life as well. Mechaber says in Sif Vav, V'chein aser lishoin be'mizrach l'mayrov im ishto imay, is forbidden for a person to sleep with his wife in the direction of mizrach to mayrov, v'nochim izor afilu kishein ishto imay, one should be careful even if his wife is not with him. What does this mean, whether it was his wife is with him? So that's a reference to having relations with his wife. And even though, if you look in the different Sfar Makdoshim, talk about relations as a very lofty situation, and in Mitzvah Shem, in Chelek Beis, at the end of Chelek Beis, it's actually Simon Reish Mem. It's Reish Mem is Ram, elevated. It's elevated. So it could be in a very elevated act. One has to realize that this is still, it should not be in the direction of the Shekhinah, because the Shekhinah comes in that act when it's done, and therefore it should be done with the almost seniors as well. That's why the Mechaber is saying, Mechain also lishoin bein mizrach l'mayrav im ishto ima, if his wife is with him. V'nochem yizar, even with one's wife is not with him, afilo kishein ishto ima. He says, the Mishmah Sifkot, Yer Aleph bein mizrach, v'rach yichavin ishiya roisho ashel amita l'tzafoin u'maglosel adorim, a person's head should be to the north direction, u'maglosel, and his feet l'dorim, facing towards the south. Sometimes you have difficulty, it's not always possible, just the way your room and your bedroom is made. Okay. V'chuz menachem azari, pasak kemoy shekosav azoya, v'parishas ben midbar, So Rabbi Nachman Zari says in the Tshuva, no, your head should be to Mizrach and your feet should be Mayrav. And he agrees that the head should be at the Mayrav, the west. The Mishmaruch says, better to be like the Shulchan Aruch, position your bed, that the head should be the Tzafayim. And the head, it's easy to remember, head is the top of your body, it's often is north, and your margulosel, your down is your feet, should be south. And kibichu is binyan shal simcha, cause of your shame, hagro, sh'amr shagam, kavanah zazayah, hukeh gemara, v'lai kipeir, sh'arab, anachem, zayah, hanal. So in other words, the gro wants to learn that there's no machlekes between the zayah kodesh and the shulchan aruch. And really the zayah is saying the same as the shulchan aruch, that your head should be by the north, and your feet should be by the south. Now, I want to share with you...
quick question?
Yes, question.
It says the Zohar is west to east. Why is it there no conflict with north to south.
Yeah, that's okay. So that you're asking, yeah, it sounds like obviously there's a conflict. It's the opposite of what we just said.
Yeah
right. So in order to understand that, I believe what we'd have to do is open up the Zohar Kodesh, learn it properly, and see how the Gra learned why there is no conflict. You're asking a very good question, and I believe that would be the direction, no pun intended, to take to clarify why it's not a conflict according to the way the Gra's learning. Okay. Now, I want to just go back with the couple minutes remaining, and we'll learn the Musar Mitzvah the next slot, at the fifth slot. There is a Bir Halacha over here. If you turn the page back, so we were just on this page here in the bottom. I'm turning the page back. If you look at the Bir Halacha over here, where it says, Yetzanua, a person should be modest in the Beitzakisa. I want to go over this Bir Halacha with you. It's a very important Bir Halacha. A friend of mine has started learning in the Dirshu cycle, this Machzor just a few weeks ago, just now. So he said, he asked me if there's a sefer that points out the important, very important Bir Halachas. So I said, no, but you're welcome to start writing one. In his book, this makes the list, okay, of the important Bir Halachas. Not that others are not, but some are more important. Ayin Brachas Samach Beis Amalaf Amad Beis Demaflik Vegmara Bemidas Etznius. And the Gemara talks a lot about the Midas Etznius, especially by the bathroom, going to the basic kisei. If a smack moine sneers the mitzvah the rice, the smack, save mitzvah's cotton, he brings that this is actually a mitzvah the rice. Sneers is a mitzvah the rice. Very easy base in the kamish is atzim the binyan base a kisei le rabim. He says the mishnah the Be'er Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim is saying the Be'er Halacha. He says, unfortunately, I've seen people being lazy when it comes to building a bathroom for many people, a public bathroom. V'yeshal deize kam mechsholes, and because of this, there are a lot of stumbling blocks. In other words, imagine someone comes to you and says, I'm collecting money to raise for toilet paper in the bathroom. I'm for the plumbing of the toilet. You think, okay, go to a plumber. What do you want from me? I'm going to give money for the plumbing of the... Come on, you know? You want to do something for the base Knesset, not the base Kisei? Says the Be'er Halacha, that's a big mistake. Of course, give also for the base Knesset, but give also to the base Kisei. I'm not making campaigns here. I'm just telling what he says. Besides for the lack of tznius that's going to come because of this, of the lack of bathrooms, a lot of mistakes can happen because of this. What are the mistakes? What are the brachos that people will make will come out incorrect? What do you mean, bracha batala? The person cannot hold himself back from going to the bathroom. He needs the bathroom. And he cannot wait 72 minutes, which you'll learn this later on, Mitzvah Hashem. Then the brachas he's making are bracha batala. It's not a bracha. And yet people, let's say they're at a shul, there's no bathroom, or there's one bathroom rather, or there's not enough bathrooms, and it's a problem. And they're waiting around, and they're making brachas. It's a problem, he says. Tefilas Tayeva, the tefillah is an abomination. When there's a bathroom nearby, and there's a bathroom nearby, before you daven Shemoneh Esrei, he won't be lazy to go, he'll go use the bathroom. As opposed to a case where, in those days, he's talking about a case, and also is applicable nowadays as well, if there's no bathroom, or not enough bathrooms in the shul, and it's during the week, he'll take off his tefillin, he'll go to his house, he says, the average person who's not a Ben Taira is not going to take off his tefillin, is not going to go walk to his house, he's not going to say, okay, I'll come back, he's going to daven, and really he needed to go to the bathroom, and his davening is not a davening. And even if the person is a Ben Taira, even if he is a Ben Taira, Shulay is at last with Leilich, Ulechap is Ezemokim, or Leilich Lebeisai over Zeh. And he's going to take off his tefillin, or he has to go look for a bathroom. Akopanam alidei Zeh, Yesh alidei Zeh bitl tefillah b'tzibur. You know what's going to happen now? So he's going around looking for a bathroom. And by the time he gets back to go daven, he misses daven at the tzibur with a minion, because there are not enough bathrooms. Gam bitl teir motzai alidei Zeh moi, there's a lot of bitl teir because of this. It's embarrassing. You're going to bump into each other. Another problem is physically it's not healthy. A person needs to go to the bathroom and he's holding himself back. It can affect his body in a negative way. Other problems as well, says the Be'er Halacha. Al-Kain, mitzvah rabba l'sayeya b'zeh k'dei l'hosem achshor sa'ilim Yisrael v'hiskuya shemoy yizbarach b'kedusha. You hear this? It's a mitzvah rabba. It's a big mitzvah to help make sure you have the bathrooms to take care of this problem, and you'll mention Hashem's name b'kedusha. And mitzvah Hashem, we continue tomorrow with Siv Zayin here in Simon Gimel. Have a wonderful day.